I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, special report. We go immediately to the reports from the border. Jeff has been following this story for weeks now, and it has taken over the national news cycle. So we're very carefully updating as best we can. The information is pouring in. 24 hours ago, we commented on Steve Scalise, the minority whip for the Republican caucus, leading a congregation, a CODEL, to the border, the Rio Grande Valley. We have much the same now, but we're going to begin with news not from Texas, but from Phoenix, Arizona. Jeff, a very good evening to you. One answer for the families coming across the border is to send them back. Another answer is to house them. What's going on in Phoenix? Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, John. So they found out today, or they found out the past couple days, actually, that ICE is planning to house the migrants that they're catching once they come over the border in hotels in Phoenix and Chandler, which is a nearby suburb of Phoenix, in hotels in those areas. No word yet on which hotels they are, but migrant families will be housed for at least 72 hours, perhaps more. They just don't know yet. But this is going to be a very expensive effort. Right now, the contract looks like it's going to be an $86.9 million contract with a group that's going to help provide these 1,200 beds in Texas and Arizona.
I'm surprised it took so long to get to the hotels, Jeff. In a hurricane or a national disaster, they get there right away. Homeland Security also has those trailers. Remember, after one of the hurricanes in the Gulf, the trailers were issued in great number. I imagine they will get to the trailers, because what we saw from Steve Scalise 24 hours ago was waves coming across the border. Now, there's a report from the San Diego Union-Tribune from California that Mr. Biden's administration is taking a long way around sending people back. What is happening from Texas to California to Tijuana, Jeff?
So the Biden administration flew roughly 2,000 asylum seekers. They were all families with children. They flew them from Texas to San Diego for some reason, and then expelled them from the U.S. to Mexico without giving them a chance to request protection. And so it's going right into Tijuana, right over the border at San Ysidro there, like we talked about before. And this has got a couple of problems associated with it. One is these people who are coming over the border, most of them are not Mexicans, although some of them are being taken from one spot and thrown out through another spot they don't know. They're just being dumped into Tijuana. Number two, this is a problem that we're seeing on both sides of the border around the way the administration's handling it. They're taking migrants and they're putting them in a place that doesn't have the resources to deal with them, which is causing a great deal of consternation with folks in Mexico, because they're saying, look, Tijuana is already a very poor city. We're already dealing with a lot of migrants year in and year out. But now with this huge surge, We're being pushed beyond capacity, beyond our resources. We just can't handle it. And so what you're doing is you're taking another 2,000 people and dumping them there. And that doesn't mean they won't come back or make other tries. They often do. But while they're there, they really tax the resources of Tijuana.
The San Diego Tribune has photographs accompanying the story about Texas to San Diego to Tijuana. One photograph has this caption: Sarahi, no last name, fled Honduras and for her safety does not want to be fully identified. She was expelled to Tijuana with her 9-year-old son after crossing in Texas and is separated from her 14-year-old son, who managed to enter the United States alone. That is one example of what's going on from Texas to San Diego to Tijuana. However, there's also this, Jeff, a photograph of what looks to be a very young boy and his father or father figure. Both of them have shoes on, but there are no laces. And the photograph has this caption: asylum seekers arriving at the shelter come without shoelaces in Tijuana. While in detention, their laces are removed by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So the twist, Jeff, is they're not only being sent back to Tijuana, they're being sent back there without shoelaces. I saw a photograph of Tijuana. Is that a rough town, Jeff? It didn't look like it had any pavement.
Well, there are parts of it that are very rough that don't have pavement. One of the things when you grow up in Southern California and you make your trips to Baja California, whether it's to surf or just to have fun, be a tourist, is that you go from first world San Diego, this glistening, beautiful city, you know, city on a hill type of thing, and you go across the border into Tijuana, and there are literally homes that are put together out of old garage doors from homes in the U.S. that are tin shacks, and then they even have the, you know, proverbial cardboard shacks. And so you really, it's such a dramatic difference. So you can imagine how poor these people are and what kind of poverty is being put upon them in addition with all these extra people coming in. These 2,000 people that are being dumped at the border by ICE, those aren't the only ones. There are probably tens of thousands of migrants that are trying to find a way to get from that part of Mexico into America. Some of them try to swim around the border out at the far end on the west side. Some try to come over the hills. But you have thousands and thousands there who don't have jobs, who don't have shelter and medical care, at least the kind they need. And it's a very sad story.
KRGV-TV reports this from Texas. Members of Congress, not with Steve Scalise, this is a separate CODEL, led by four of the five members of Congress that were medical professionals. Representative Brad Wenstrup from Ohio had this to say: this is a national security issue, this is a national health care and well-being issue, reporting that the facility they toured in Donna, Texas, has a capacity of 250. Today, it has 3,500. And I saw the video accompanying this. They're all young boys. That's who's lining up there. They're all crowded together. There's no possibility of safe distancing. It's foolish. Even though everybody's wearing a mask, I'm presuming their youth is protecting them from the virus. However, what we have now from these different CODELs is the point of view of Congress, and I suspect this story will grow and grow and grow. Let's go to California, however. These last nights, we've reported on California responding to the need for housing, especially for the unaccompanied children. Let me tick them off, Jeff, see if I have them all. San Diego Convention Center, down by the marina with those huge yachts. Then we have Long Beach Convention Center. Then we have Camp Roberts, which is a National Guard, complex on Route 101 east of L.A., I think you told me. And now we have a new entry into the housing of migrants. Where is it, Jeff?
This one is out in Pomona. This is the one that's east of L.A. The one at Camp Roberts is in Central California, up near San Luis Obispo. But Fairplex in Pomona, which is the site of the L.A. County Fairgrounds, the huge L.A. County Fair every year, is now the one that they're going to use for the next place to house migrants who come into the country. Now, this is a big deal because it's only 30 miles from downtown L.A. It's near a lot of the transit hubs, and it really is pretty big. I'm guessing that it will not be just the few thousand they're talking about now. This is actually going to grow because it has that capacity.
The additional detail we have about California is the homeless. And Jeff and I have noticed that homeless reporting has fallen to the side as we deal with the migrants. But there is fresh reporting from San Francisco. California is converting hotels. What is the Home Key program, Jeff?
The Home Key program was launched last summer with money from the feds as part of the relief package. And they awarded almost $1 billion, $800 million, to California cities and counties to purchase sites and convert them into housing with supportive services by the end of last year, which they weren't able to all do, and a lot more money has come in since then from the federal government. But the idea has also been to take hotels that aren't operating at capacity and turn them into temporary homeless shelters, which you and I have reported on before, that has led to all kinds of problems, mischief, crime, you name it. And this is continuing throughout California. I mean, it's one way to perhaps fill those rooms that are going on, you know, that need that's going unmet on the side of the hoteliers. But on the other side is, you know, hotels like that are really high-end hotels are not meant to be places for homeless shelters, and they're seeing the problems that go with that.
Sacramento, the state capital, is opening a safe ground. What does safe ground mean? They've been dislodging people from RV camps where the homeless attend. What is safe ground?
This will be, for lack of better terms, a campground that is watched over, that does have sanitation facilities, that has rules that go with it. But they've been getting a lot of complaints. They've had a lot of problems with people just camping out on city streets and side streets and, you know, suburban areas, basically, and saying, you know, this is not how these areas were meant to be used. What we can do is take these people and move them into one area. At least we know what's going on, who's there, and can get them the services. But this is continuing to be a growing problem for Sacramento. It's becoming a huge budget outlay for them, you know, that seems to grow monthly.
Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. This is a special report. And we've got positive news. We're going to do positive news when we come back. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.